your size is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Mann. And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast, we talk about TV shows, comics, movies,
whatever the hell we want to talk about.
And general geek news.
Yeah.
Not hell. We don't usually talk about hell.
Whatever the hell.
Sometimes we talk about
commitment we want to talk about.
Hitler.
You're censoring me?
No cussing, Tommy Two Star.
What has happened in this universe? It has flipped on its head.
Sometimes we talk about Hitler, too.
We've talked about Hitler a few times.
Jews.
And yet you don't want me saying that. Throw out a hard J, right?
We talked about it before in a past episode. Jew is not a racial slur.
I didn't say it was. It's how you said it.
Jew. Go home, Jews.
See, exactly.
Not better than the Christmas time talk about some Jews.
Ain't nothing like the holidays.
I think Hanukkah's going on right now, isn't it?
It might. I have no idea, to be honest. I haven't kept track of that in a couple years. Yeah.
Since you converted?
Since I converted from Jewish to Islam to Christianity.
Yes, if you guys didn't know, Tommy Two Stars is
awesome.
Muslim. But he recently converted to Christianity.
Yeah,
from
sure,
Muslim.
Whatever.
He also was a Scientologist.
It was fun for a while, and then
Tom Cruise ruined
just kept
it.
Kept showing up at my house.
Do you have a Tom Cruise impersonation?
No, I'm not crazy. I think we talked about this last time.
You just start jumping on the couch.
I love Katie Holmes.
I love Katie Holmes.
I love Katie Holmes.
I'm in love, bro. I'm
not gay. Was that Family Guy where he's like, I love Katie Holmes. I love Katie Holmes. I'm not gay.
No, you are really gay, Tom.
Sorry, Tom Cruise.
I think last week we talked about the Mummy, right? And how you just completely ruined that trailer.
Yeah, that's probably what we were talking about, yeah.
I don't know if it's other people in the world, but for me, like, as soon as I see Tom Cruise in a movie, I automatically don't want to see it.
I can kind of agree with that. I kind of like the first two Mission Impossible, but like when the third one came, I was like, ugh,
did you
good.
See Ghost Protocol?
No.
Ghost Protocol is pretty decent. I saw that in the theater, but the parts that were good about that were like Jeremy Renner was in it.
Yeah.
And then the stunts.
Simon Pegg looked pretty
funny. Simon Pegg was in it. The stunts Tom Cruise does are pretty crazy.
He is crazy.
I think that's kind of what's keeping us through his career right now is all the crazy stunts.
He's putting himself through.
Because Ghost Protocol, he did the one where he's climbing on the world's tallest building.
Yeah, and then there's the one that just came out that he's like on the side of an airplane.
Yeah, he literally flew on that airplane and they strapped him to it.
Because he's a nut bar.
I can't.
Unless
really
you're a fan, then I'm sorry, Tom Cruise.
I guess I like Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money.
Can you think of like a Tom Cruise movie that might? Well, Risky Business.
Dun, 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 dee, dee.
Risky Business. Have you seen Risky Business? Top Gun. Yeah, I haven't seen Top Gun in forever though.
Inverted.
That's a Top Gun quote, right?
Yep.
Do you hear the remake in Top Gun?
I heard that. Yeah. I think the only really way they can remake it is put it in space.
Space Top Gun.
In a spaceship.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I'm just saying.
And it was inverted in a spaceship.
And I peed in my diaper.
What?
They wear diapers in space.
They wear diapers in space?
Well, imagine taking a pee-pee in space. It goes everywhere.
I can see Tom Cruise being like, I want to film this movie about Top Gun in space. I don't know why it sounds like Batman. But I have to wear a diaper through the whole movie. My Scientology religion requires me to wear a diaper.
I want to take myself.
Why do you think that Top Gun just ruins every movie for
Top
us?
Top Gun or Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise, sorry.
I don't know. It's just he's so weird.
He is so weird.
He's a very strange man.
You think it's the Scientology thing?
That's
do you think
part
people
of it.
Have always thought he was weird, or it really kind of kicked off when he started Scientology?
I just don't like the fact that they've tricked us for so long into making us think he's a normal height, but he's really, like, small.
Yes, it's super tiny.
Why do you need to hide it?
What do you think his actual height is?
I bet he's like 5'2".
Oh, man. Well, it's kind of like Prince, where Prince is super short. He was kind of
small, too.
But he wore heels all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You really think he's 5'2"?
5'2", how tall is he?
He's 5'7".
Really?
Which isn't really that short. That's
not that short.
Was it, was it Family Guy where he's in it with Stewie and they show him really short and they become like buddies?
So, maybe. That sounds maybe. Like a Family Guy.
I think it was Family Guy and they're hanging out and stuff. Because Stewie's feeling self-conscious because he's short and small. But Tom Cruise becomes his buddy. So he's Top Gun, right?
Top Gun.
Mission Impossible. Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
He's basically a 90s star, right? Because he's had stuff come out now, but A Few Good Men.
He also looks relatively young for how old he is. He's in his 50s.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher,
yeah. Do you think he's immortal, like a vampire?
He might be.
Jack Reacher.
They just bring people into the place of Scientology or whatever it's called, and they just sacrifice him, and he lives forever. Now that we've said that, if you don't see us next week,
does he just jump up on a couch and he's like, "I'm in love with Scientology! I'm in love with Scientology!" And that's how he makes him immortal.
That's how they do it. And then they drain their blood, and he drinks it.
The new young. He just drinks the blood of all the members of the Church of Scientology.
Only the rejected.
That's why all these people are dropping.
That's why they're trying to get Leah Remini because of what she said about them. She's next on their dinner list.
She was like, "I'm tired of cutting my arm every week to fuel Tom Cruise.
Defeat Tom Cruise.
Defeat Tom Cruise's immortality." Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation.
Yeah, that was the newest one.
That was the newest one. Okay. Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow. I didn't see that.
That looked like a cool movie, though.
It looked like a video game type movie.
Almost did, actually. It was like in an exo suit.
Yeah. Oblivion. I haven't seen that.
Oblivion.
Rock of Ages.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see that. Mission Impossible. Yeah, they had
like a casting call where part of it was filmed in like Miami or Orlando or something like that.
Oh, really?
Rock of Ages. So I knew some people were in it.
Night and Day. I haven't seen that. Valkyrie. Valkyrie was good. More Nazi talk. Tropic Thunder. He was good in Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty funny.
He needs to play more roles like that, like where he
outrageous
embraces
crazy.
His craziness. Lions for Lambs.
I will literally massacre you.
War of the Worlds he was in.
Yeah, that's true. That was a good movie, too. There were some movies that were good. It's just.
He's been in a lot of movies, man. Collateral, The Last Samurai. That was awful. That's another one. Where
The Last Samurai. Oh, The Last Samurai is a 5'7" white man. That's not racist.
I'm in love with samurai swords. I'm in love with samurai.
I'm in love with hedgehog.
What? Minority Report. Vanilla Sky. Mission Impossible 2. Magnolia. Ooh. Eyes Wide Shut.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Interview with Vampire.
Ooh, Wiley. Yeah, he was beside
The Firm.
I got Pete.
What?
Keep talking. What else was he in?
Oh, he was in Rain Man, too. He was good in Rain Man,
that's
right?
True. It won an Oscar, didn't it?
Cocktail. That was one of his first ones. We talked Legend. Risky Business, right? We talked about that. Losing It. The Outsiders. Taps. Endless Love. Those are all kind of the beginning of his career. You know, Tom Cruise has been in a lot of stuff, but my curiosity is, like, at this point, is he really a marketable star? Like, I don't think people are going to a movie just because Tom Cruise in it. I think it's, like, the movie that grabs them, not Tom Cruise. We're like you're going to go see a movie because Dwayne Johnson is in it, right? But I don't think you're going to go see a movie because Tom Cruise is in it. So that's why I'm kind of confused of why these people in these movies, they keep casting Tom Cruise. Like, The Mummy. Like, do they really think that we're going to go see it because Tom Cruise is in it and we're all excited? For me, it doesn't really work that way.
Well, why is that?
Just because I think he's crazy.
He is a little cuckoo bananas.
And it's like, oh, God, Tom Cruise is in this. And it's like, okay, well, they're trying to make it a big budget film, so it's not going to...
He's like the lowest of the A-list celebrities.
He is. It's almost at a point where, like, he is so to the... Tommy Two Stars is doing Legos.
Yeah.
He's so to the point where...
Star Wars Legos.
He is bringing down... You almost know when you're going to go see a Tom Cruise movie that it's going to be empty and shallow. Right? And it's just going to be a big budget movie now with CGI stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Tom Cruise needs
too much
a movie.
Action, no substance.
Right. He needs a movie to save his career at this point.
He needs another, you know.
Like Robert Downey Jr. Right? He was not in the game for a long time.
That's true.
And then he became Tony Stark and he
Boom.
Had a career again.
Exploded.
So what kind of movie do you think Tom Cruise could do that would make people like Tom Cruise again? Because I think this is a worldwide pandemic. I think the Tom Cruise hate is more than just
it's international.
I think it's international.
Oh, snap. Well, let's see. It's got to be one of those like feel good movies. I think you got to because nobody can relate to him at this point. He's just
is
so
it a
feel good
movie or is it a superhero movie?
I don't know about superhero because I don't think he's very super. Sorry, Tom. Save it from the heart.
What about like an emotional feel-good superhero movie? Like, who could he be that would like make people be like, "Oh my gosh, I can never think about this superhero again
without thinking of Tom Cruise"?
Kind of like Tony Stark. Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
Well, I'm trying to think of short superheroes.
He doesn't necessarily have to be short.
Oh, he's gotta be short.
At this day and age, you can do anything with
CG.
With CG.
Oh my gosh, he's an average height.
They could cast him as Yoda in the Yoda origin movie. That's what would totally get his career.
No, I would hate
started.
That movie. Oh man, that's
money. Show me. Virgin in it is, yes.
In virgin I was.
I'm trying to think of a Mission Impossible quote now, and I can't think of one. Impossible mission I'm on, yes.
Later you will. Impossible mission I'm in. I think Yoda should just play Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Redo all the Tom Cruise movies with
Yoda.
Yoda.
That'd be awesome. See, sounds awesome, doesn't it? It's got a nice ring to it.
All right. Well, since we got totally... We had no plan to talk about Tom Cruise today. Tom Cruise just pops up everywhere.
It's so small, he just pops up.
He's kind of like Bloody Mary. You say his name 3 times and he haunts you.
Bloody Tommy.
You get a ring of him. Bloody Tommy. Bloody Tom Cruise. Bloody Tom Cruise. Bloody Cruise. Bloody Cruise.
Bloody Cruise.
Katie Holmes is like, don't say his name.
That's how I got married.
Saying his name gives him more power. He who shall not be named. That's what I call him around my house. You really think we're married? I was really locked in his basement.
Locked in his luxurious 20-acre basement.
He just cut me every week to, keep,
side,
him alive.
To keep me alive. That's why Katie Holmes looks so tired all the time. Oh. That was a little too far.
So, Tom, what our plan was today...
Yeah, let's try to tie it back as much as we can.
What was that?
I was trying to be subtle, but it made noise.
So, we're trying... We want to talk about something that's pretty exciting.
Dear to our hearts.
Right. We're going a little bit off of our format. It seems like this is going to be an every Christmas occasion now.
Just follow us, if you will.
Which is pretty exciting.
I hope so.
Last Christmas, we did a couple episodes that were all kind of Star Wars based because The Force Awakens came out.
7 came out last Christmas.
Well, and it was amazing.
Yes, it was.
Disney has decided to give us a Christmas gift once again.
Oh, do tell. Is it
right.
going to be another Star Wars?
This Friday, if you're a geek and listen to this podcast, you know what I'm about to talk about.
Star Wars.
Rogue One comes out on Friday. Can you control
it's
your...
It's a Christmas tree droid.
Oh, that is pretty cool. He's putting together Star Wars Lego Christmas.
Well, you didn't do it last Legos. Year, so I'm doing it this year.
Yeah, so I got one of the Lego Star Wars Advent calendars for Christmas, and I never put them together. So Rogue One is coming out, Tom. Can you control your excitement for Rogue One?
Barely,
me too. I am super excited to see this movie. Why do you think, I think the hype is, You think the hype is almost as much as Force Awakens?
No.
Probably a little bit less, right? I'm just probably more excited for Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah. I definitely was, too. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to be excited for this.
The trailers are great. So I think they already released their final trailer.
Oh, did they?
Right. It was super good. So this movie is basically focused around Jane is her name, right?
I believe you are correct.
The main character's name, of course, my interwebs Jane is not Seymour. Working.
No.
Jane Arso. Jyn Arso is her name. Felicity Jones plays her.
Felicity Jones.
We kind of know that she is the child of an imperial architect, it seems
Something like that, yeah.
The guy who has plans to build the Death Star.
Yep.
And so it's kind of focused around her and her finding her father. Huh?
They got the Death Star plans from the Kaminoans.
Yes.
Not the Kaminoans, sorry.
The Kamino.
The Genosians.
The Genosians? Yes, they did get it from
the Trade
Genosians.
Federation.
So this is going to be... No, I guess you could call Rey our first female lead in a Star Wars movie, yeah. Right? So Jyn is another female lead. Hopefully they don't. Obviously, I'm not feminist, Tom. I like women. White power. No.
What?
What does that do with women? No. Women power.
White
power,
I guess.
I love all races. I meant to say woman power. Go
Freudian
you know,
slip, folks.
All for it. Super
fresh Freudian
girl.
Slip right here in your ears.
Stop listening to Defrag Geeks as Madman said white power.
Man, oh man.
I'm all for the female leads, but you can get to the point, like we've talked about in the past, with Supergirl, where it almost feels too forced and they have an agenda.
Yeah, too forced by the force?
Right. So I hope it doesn't get to that point. But what are you most excited about for Rogue One, Atomic Two Stars?
I just love the idea of the little departure story. Like, it's in our universe, a familiar universe to all of us, a near, dear,
yeah,
and familiar universe. But it also is like that, like, story that's untold. So we all, Star Wars has been out for, what, almost 40 years now.
Wow.
40 years next week, next year.
Yeah.
Think about that, folks.
That's crazy.
So we all know they get the Death Star plans, but they really don't know how. It just starts, episode four starts, boom, they got them. But how do they get them? And now we can finally have that answer.
Right, and we'll get to see that story. I'm definitely excited about that. The thing I am most excited about is the return of Anakin, or Darth Vader at this point. I've heard that we talked a couple months ago about them going back and doing some reshoots.
Yeah.
And I've heard that the reshoots they did was to add more Vader.
Ooh,
and supposedly Vader is amazing in this movie. So
I wonder if they got James Earl Jones.
The rumor is yes, they did.
Ooh.
So I am super duper excited about seeing some Vader in this movie. That's probably where a lot of my excitement lies. And then also, I really like Forrest Whitaker. So I'm excited to see him.
I'm curious about his character, like how big a role he plays. Because he seems to be like this very important like
character. He does seem very
important. Him and his robot leg.
But movies have done that before where you see a character and they seem super important and they die in the
first 15 minutes. Now I just picture, like, how do you say that? He's like, as soon as he starts hobbling over on his robotic leg, AT-AT blows him up.
Like in did you ever see G.I. Joe 2? Did you see the first G.I. Joe?
I saw the first one, but.
You know, Duke Chain Tatum.
Yeah.
Big, huge character in that.
Yeah.
A little bit of spoilers, Tom.
He died.
First 15 minutes of G.I. Joe 2?
Yeah.
He dies.
Wow.
Right? So,
alright, take him out.
So they've been known to do that in movies where you think, like, this is going to be one of the main characters and kill him off.
Wasn't The Rock, like, the actual main character, though?
Yeah. So hopefully they don't do that with Forrest Whitaker, because I'm definitely excited to see him and his robot legs and all that. So, I'm also excited for the fight scenes and the new planets they seem to be going to. There's, like, fights on a beach and stuff like
that. Yeah, that part looks pretty
cool. That looks pretty neat. The graphics look pretty awesome.
CG in your face.
I've read a lot of mixed reviews. Mm. Overall, the movie is getting fairly positive reviews. 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, which we know that isn't great, but it's definitely not
It's Batman v Superman bad.
That's true.
Which I think last time I checked was like 30. Ooh. So some of the reviews I've read are very positive, reminiscent to Empire Strikes Back. Whoa.
Do tell.
Perfect fight scenes and focuses on war and really kind of expands on the universe we love. Now, the negative on reviews are the same things that I was worried about that are going to be wrong with the movie. Uh-oh. Is that they're trying to do too much. Uh-huh. And that there's not enough of the past stuff in it. But a question to be asked is, does it need...
We kind of know what happened.
Does it need past stuff? Does it need stuff from the other universe? Does it need to talk about Leia or Luke?
I think we all pretty well know what the heck happens there. Are you saying, like, young Leia and Luke, since this is between 3 and 4?
Yeah.
Wait, that's a good point.
It had to take them a long time to build the Death Star. Yeah. And this is, like, as they're starting to build it. So... Oh, that's from the trailer, isn't it?
No, that's just the noise it makes before it goes off. Watch your Star Wars, man.
It sounded like the sound from the Rogue One trailer, because they do that sound.
They do fire it up. I'm assuming they have a test fire in the movie. Hello there.
I'm sure they do, too. Do you hope to see a lot of Easter eggs? Or, like, mentions of other characters?
Yeah, I hope that there's, like, little goofy jokes that they do a lot of, like...
But you don't necessarily need it, right?
Yeah. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be fun.
All I need is Vader.
Vader.
Santa Vader.
You do have a Santa Vader. Kevin Smith.
K. Smith.
Is all I really need, even though he loved Batman v Superman.
Kevin's all you need.
He's super positive about everything.
He's way too positive.
But Kevin said that it's amazing, and he's in love with it.
I wish I had, like, Kevin Smith pull to see movies 3 days before it comes out.
I think he's seen it almost a whole week before.
What the fart, man? Ridiculous.
So a question that I have is, do you think that Rogue One is going to make as much money as Force Awakens?
Force Awakens, I don't think it'll make that much. But
Force Awakens has a record, Tom.
It does.
It's the highest grossing film. It's the fastest film to gross $1 billion in 12 days.
Dang.
Biggest worldwide opening weekend and single weekend gross. $529 million.
Dang.
It's the highest grossing Star Wars film.
No kidding.
Well, The Force Awakens is director J.J. Abrams' highest grossing film. So it's, do you think that it's going to gross $1 billion in 12 days?
12 days? No. I don't think it'll quite do that in 12 days. It'll do pretty close. Being a Star Wars film and not an actual Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense, because it's still in the same universe and the
same
timeline.
I think it could be,
like,
maybe 800 mil. I am super duper excited. I don't think it's definitely going to take off as well as the main trilogy does, but I'm pretty stoked about it.
It's the wars, man.
The wars, man. We're going to go see it on Thursday.
Tomorrow.
It comes out Friday. A lot of your theaters are showing it early. So we're going to go check it out at 10:10.
You want to wear Jedi robes?
Yes.
Okay, let's do
so,
it.
So, something interesting happened to me today. Do you have a Jedi robe?
I did. I don't know where it is.
We need to buy some.
My mom.
Maybe we have some geek fans that would make us Jedi robes.
Wink, wink.
Mine would need to be like quadruple X.
Lots of cookies, this Jedi Master.
Yes.
Bacon.
I got a phone call today, Tom.
A phonus callus.
From the local newspaper.
Ooh.
Wanting to interview me about Star Wars Rogue One.
Yeah, boy.
Super weird, crazy, out of nowhere.
Out of the blue harvest. I see what I did there.
A friend of mine on Facebook, I think she works for the local newspaper, and so she knows that I'm in love with Star Wars, and they're going to write an article, and she was like, you need to contact this guy. And so they called me, and I gave this guy like a 20-minute interview about Star Wars. I bet you maybe he's going to grab like two quotes, and that's probably it. They took pictures of my tats and stuff. You it was what? Super weird. Have you ever been interviewed by the newspaper before for
yes,
anything?
Yes, actually.
Because I know you've been in some plays and stuff like that.
That's actually why I was in the newspaper.
For the... Because Hairspray, right?
Yep. That'd be the one.
Did they take pictures of you and stuff, too? Because you were the lead in that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I don't think that article didn't have any pictures, but... I mean, okay. I was in various other... pictures for various other plays and things. And stiff and things.
Do you remember any songs from Hairspray?
Nope. I do not.
No? You got to.
I have to, like, sit down and think of it.
I don't even think I've ever seen Hairspray before.
Damn. That's sad. I'm sure if I, like, heard the music, it'll help trigger it, but...
It wasn't that long ago, right?
2011? 12?
Do you remember some of the lines or anything?
Not really.
Wow, too much LSD, huh?
Yeah, bro, I guess. Except I never did that.
I've never... Too much video games.
Too much video games and staying up all night and sleeping all day.
Are you still gaming out on the new games you got?
Still gaming, bro.
So, you are you back to Final Fantasy?
Or nope, still playing Dead Rising 4.
Still playing Dead Rising 4.
And Contest Champions. Speaking of which, let me check into that right now.
I'll have to show you how many characters. I've got even more characters now.
Thanks, Sam.
I've got like 10 now, I think. So, hey, Tom, let's tell the geeks here about our ways they can interact with us on the social media.
So, one option is obviously Facebook.
Yep, we get to us on Facebook.
On Facebook, Twitter, at Deep Fried Geeks.
You can send us the tweets, tweets.
Tweedly deep doo doop.
Tag us and stuff. Tweet us. Hashtag us.
Hashtag Star Wars. Hashtag DFG.
Yes, check us out on there. You can also go to our Instagram page where we post food pictures.
Yum, 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 yum.
That's also Deep Fried Geeks. And then I don't know how you're listening to our podcast now. You can always download us on iTunes or go straight to Podbean or the Stitcher app also.
There's some options.
If this is the first time you listen to us, not a regular format today. Usually we talk about food, food stuff,
TV stuff,
shows, movies, and
comic
geek
book
news.
Stuff.
But we really wanted to do a Rogue One-centric podcast. So, if you see Rogue One, let us know. We'll also, what you thought of it. We'll also be doing a video, probably a quick reaction video after the movie on Facebook that we normally do. So, make sure you check that out as well. Tune in next week. Next week is Christmas. We're going to have a special Christmas episode coming in your ears.
Wow. You didn't start laughing. I wasn't going to say anything.
We may have a special guest or so, Tom.
Ooh.
A special guest straight from Hollywood, maybe.
Ooh, Hollywood.
No Hollywood guests. Oh. TSD has a thing called TSD Town.
Yeah.
Well, for Deep Fried Geeks, we need to have, like, straight from the pit fryer pit.
Straight from the fryer.
A special guest from Deep Fryer Town. they're going to come over, help us celebrate some Christmas, play some games, stuff like that. So make sure you tune in next week, and we will give you a little bit of a
special holiday episode.
Yes, maybe we'll give you a little bit of a Rogue One
review
also.
Post-movie review.
Tom Cruise. We'll go see a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
Keep calm.
And
geek on.
Geek on.